If you're a pastor, elder, deacon, nonprofit, board member, or business owner, I need you to listen to this. K&K Furnishings needs to be on your short list. K&K Furnishings are committed to helping you find the right furnishings for your church or organization. These guys specialize in quality worship seating, welcome centers, cafes, nurseries, classrooms, as well as stage and podium furnishings. The two owners have over 70 years of combined pastoral experience, so not only will every transaction be handled with integrity and professionalism, but they have the experience to provide you with the perfect solutions for your furniture needs, and they absolutely understand your budget constraints and demands. K&K Furnishings are devoted to providing you quality pieces that save you money. They can do this because they don't have the overhead of a brick and mortar store, and they have relationships with over 200 manufacturers nationwide. Look, we all know there's a lot of junk out there. K&K understands that many times bargains aren't true money savers. They end up costing you more in the long run. At K&K, they believe that quality furnishings don't have to be outrageously expensive. And here's the best part. K&K Furnishings sells nationally and can also provide in-person consultations in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. If you can't meet in person, they'd be happy to set up a Zoom consultation for you today. So whatever your next project is, whether it's your home office or your church sanctuary, K&K Furnishings is the only place you need to look. Go to www.kkfurnishings.com to see how they can help you, or call 567-318-4520. That's www.kkfurnishings.com, or call 567-318-4520, or click on the link in the description of this episode. K&K Furnishings, furnishing business, education, worship, and hospitality for the glory of God. Hey guys, before we get into this week's episode, I gotta tell you about Jacob's Supply. Jacob's Supply is the place you gotta go for all of your material needs. These guys bring you construction supplies and appliances for up to 50% off retail price, all brand new. You a home builder? Need some lumber? Jacob's Supply has you covered. You a deacon at your church and you're in charge of that next Narthex floor job? Jacob's Supply has got you. Heck, they got Cortec Luxury Vinyl Plank right now for $3.59 a square foot. Go look that stuff up at Lowe's or Home Depot, man. That stuff is selling for $7 to $8 a square foot. That's over 50% off retail. Even if you just have some home projects you're working on, Jacob's Supply is the place for you. I just built an outdoor grilling area this spring for that old smoker and grill. Guess where I got the metal roof, lumber, and screws? Yeah, that's right, Jacob's Supply. Looking for a fridge, stove, washer, dryer? They got them all, and they're name brand. Samsung, Bosch, Frigidaire, all 20, 30, 40% off retail. Brand new and ready for you. Located in Temperance, Michigan, it's worth it to stop by even if you're a few hours away. And remember, Jacob's Supply can ship products nationally too. So even if you're out of state, you got to check them out. Follow them on Facebook at Jacob's Supply or call them direct at 734-224-0978. That's 734-224-0978. Remember, Jacob's Supply, quality building materials at wholesale prices. And now, on to the show.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Dead Men Walking Short. It's where we take a biblical term or
subject,
and we try to explain it. Today, we're going to be talking about the preeminence of Christ.
Ooh, we're going to do this in 5 minutes or less?
We're going to try. So
give us a scripture reference.
Let's start in Colossians chapter 1, starting in verse 15.
Okay.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
Wow. So a very clear verse there of the preeminence and divinity of Christ.
Yes.
Which really cuts to the bone on some other, I wouldn't call them denominations, but actually other religions.
Cults.
Let's just call it what it is, right?
Yeah.
So like Mormonism.
Yep.
Jehovah's Witness, right? That believe that Christ was actually created.
Created.
When in fact, the Bible tells us that he is the uncreated one, right? He has preeminence over all things through him, by him, and for him, which my favorite part of that is for him. So in the Trinity of God, there was the foreknowledge and understanding that all of this was created for Christ.
Yes.
So his plan of redemption could be seen and fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And I would also say, too, that in the hypostatic union, right, when Christ was here on earth, he was 100% man, 100% God. Correct. And you go, well, how can that be possible? Well, that's exactly what the Bible teaches, and that's the mystery of God. He was limited in nature by being human, but unlimited in nature by being fully God.
Correct.
Did your brain just explode?
That is the, you kind of dipped into the kenosis theory.
Okay.
You know, of him emptying himself of everything, right?
Which, you know, like the most popular preacher that preaches that is probably Bill Johnson of Bethel.
Bill Johnson, yes.
He believes that Christ fully emptied himself of divinity and was 100% man when he went to the cross, or basically he says the whole Bible wouldn't make sense then. How can we accomplish what Christ can accomplish if he was still God or still had divinity?
And he tries to dip into the, you'll do greater miracles than I do.
Right.
You know, so what is that? I mean, he brought Lazarus back from the dead. You know, are we going to jump the Empire State Building at some point?
I still think bringing back a dead guy would be better than jumping the Empire State Building, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's, you bring up a really good point, Jason. Mm. So when you start messing around with the divinity and preeminence of Christ, and you start toying around with that and taking away or changing what our scripture says about that, you can really get off into some kooky heresy pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
You can start getting off into the mini-God theories, you know, the mini-Christ, the mini-God, kind of what a lot of prosperity preachers preach. Mm-hmm. You can get into modalism, kind of like what T.D. Jakes talks about when he says, you know, there isn't three beings in God. He believes the Trinity is modes of God. So when Christ was here on earth, that was a mode of God. God the Father was in the mode of Christ. When Christ sent the Holy Spirit, that was now God playing the mode of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Kind of hard for him to argue when he was baptized with John the Baptist and you have the Holy Spirit, God speaking, and Christ all standing
there. Yeah.
That's kind of hard to, you know. But we're getting off into modalism, but that's what happens when you start toying around with the preeminence of Christ.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cool. Well, guys, we did that under 5 minutes.
That was pretty good. We did pretty good.
We could have got a little deeper there.
Yeah, we could have.
But we want to keep these short. We like keeping them to under 5 minutes so they're quick for you. We try to talk about one subject. And as always, guys, we appreciate you listening, and God bless. Be sure to check us out at dmwpodcast.com, where you can purchase the best and snarkiest merch on the internet, support the show, and leave us a review or message. Dead Men Walking can be found on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dead Men Walking Podcast, and on Twitter X at @RealDMWPodcast. The Dead Men Walking Podcast is part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. For exclusive show content, be sure to download the PubTV app and become a member. If you're a business that needs to reach hundreds of thousands of potential customers in your demographic, podcast advertising might be for you. Send all inquiries to deadmenwalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
None your biscuits.